before George W. Bush had even taken the reins of government, leaders of environmental groups from around the nation recently gathered in Washington, D.C. to criticize his environmental views, views which they say are far removed from those held by the public at large. Deb Callahan is the president of the League of Conservation Voters. She told reporters that her group had commissioned a bipartisan poll shortly after Election Day, before anyone knew who would be president, to see what the people thought about the environment.
That poll shows unmistakably that Americans care deeply about clean air, about safe drinking water, about protecting our nation's public lands. Voters expect their elected officials, and yes, cabinet officials, to uphold these basic and precious American values.
But Callahan and the other environmentalists said Bush apparently feels differently. They say that's proven by his first pick for an environmental cabinet position, Gail Norton, for Secretary of Interior.
Her views are strikingly out of step with American mainstream values. By nominating Norton, President-elect Bush has made clear we should brace ourselves for an administration in which the public's interest in environmental protection is going to take a backseat to special interests' desires to exploit land at the expense of our environment and quality of life.
Although that might represent the views of environmental groups at the national level, there are some in the Great Lakes region who see the Bush White House much differently. As you might expect, big business around the lakes, for the most part, likes the ideas it's hearing from Bush and his team. George Cooper is the president of the Council of Great Lakes Industries. He says even though Bush supports industry, that doesn't mean the Bush White House will be bad for the environment.
I would just point out that history is a pretty good determiner of the future, I think. At least 80% and probably more of important and critical federal legislation relating to the environment was signed by Republican presidents.
Examples include Teddy Roosevelt establishing the first national park. The modern era of environmental protection came together during Richard Nixon's time in office. And George W. Bush's father signed important environmental legislation during his term in office. Even some activists are open to the idea that the Bush administration might approve legislation that environmentalists can support. Margaret Wooster is the executive director of Great Lakes United, a binational coalition of environmental groups. She says it's true some Republican presidents have signed good environmental laws, but usually not until political pressures forced them to act.
Unfortunately, what provoked those things were so bad, everyone could see that something had to be done. And, I'm hoping it does not take a crisis of those kinds of proportions to get this administration to do something.
But Wooster says you never know. Bush could follow Nixon's example of passing good environmental laws if for no other reason than that they're politically expedient. Other environmentalists, though, are worried. They fear George W. Bush will hold to his promise to let local agencies make more decisions, changing the role of federal agencies. And that, they say, will be bad for the environment. Keith Schneider is the program director of the Michigan Land Use Institute. Schneider says in his state, federal agencies have been a last line of defense against what he considers the state government's damaging economic development policies, what Schneider calls growth at any cost.
The opposition to that was so helpful, and the technical expertise provided by the field agencies of the Fish and Wildlife Service and the Environmental Protection Agency and Department of Interior and the Army Corps of Engineers was vital. Over the last 8 years, the federal government's opposition has been very helpful to prevent bad things from occurring on the environment.
But it might be some time before much of anything happens differently in the Great Lakes region. Early signs indicate that the new Bush administration will be looking to things such as grazing issues in the West and oil drilling in the Alaskan wilderness. That might give Great Lakes leaders a little more time to plan strategy for dealing with a Bush White House. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.